you can think back to the time when City were on 260,
yeah,
and ARD as it was then was on 257, and it was a fairly clear line, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So ARD was shut down for perhaps 3 weeks, New Year, when Bernard Llewellyn moved out.
Well, it wasn't really 3 weeks. I think that ARD as such shut down overnight, and 257 planned to open within a couple of hours.
No, you could be right. Well, I mean, it wasn't a very long period.
Yeah, okay, we've got the idea. Okay, right.
And City moved in on 257 then.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, they had a right, because ARD was technically gone. But then again,
that's true.
257 came along then, and there was complete confusion, because in the city centre, as you said, you had City coming clear, you know, through very clearly on 257, whereas Radio 257 was coming through much better on the north side, and people on the north side weren't receiving City.
And then Radio 257 in turn cut in Big D on the north side.
Exactly.
When they changed
257 is actually, it's wrong to actually call the station, because it would be nearer, it would be over to 260,
Yeah, well, it's covering the 257 mark. Okay, wasn't it?
That's right.
Anything else you wanted to sum up?
Yeah, just one more point, that I think most people are avoiding missing the issue when they discuss the pirate radio thing and the banning of the pirate radio thing.
Okay, go ahead.
As it stands at the moment, we have a fairly good system. You know, disregarding my last point, that it's working, that they're providing a service,
yeah,
and that the pirate stations are getting their revenue from advertising, let's face it.
Yeah.
And they are, you know, making a fair, you know, a substantial amount, enough to keep them going, so to speak, right?
Mm, yeah.
And, I mean, they're saying that you can't, like, the amount of the population won't provide for so many stations, but if you compare it at the moment, you've got, you know, seven relatively large stations in the city, providing for the population.
Yeah.
They're all got fairly good listenership.
But are they providing for themselves? I mean, nobody's really making an amazing living out of
it. No, what I mean is providing for the listenership that's in the city.
Yeah, but something constructive's got to be set up to look after both disc jockeys and the listeners. And you've got to put some rules and regulations, on the country at this stage.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that could possibly up to, you know, if let's face it, there aren't going to be too many licenses granted when commercial radio or local radio does come in.
A valid point. Okay, listen, did you want to say something there, Ken?
Jim, at the name.
Jim, that's right.
Yeah, Ken Sheehan speaking here. About the interference problem, you know, I guess that's, you know, bound to occur when the various stations are all bunched together, you know?
Yeah.
Around the frequencies 257, 253. You know?
Yeah.
And I don't know whether there's any solution to that or not by availing of other wavelengths, such as, Sunshine have maybe set an example by going up to the outer limits of the medium wave.
Yeah, possibly, that example set by the fact that they saw the mess, so to speak, that all the other power stations were in, you know, having just cluttered up that area. If you examine any old radio, you're going to, you know, just examine it and you look, you're going to see that from roughly 240 up to 280 is relatively clear, with very few international stations on it.
Yeah.
Barring the Athlone and the Dublin transmitter, which was on 240 and it's now on 235, you know?
Yeah.
So logically, that was the clearest place, but now it's got cluttered.
Okay, well listen, I think originally, Ken will answer this question pretty safely. I don't think actually when radio started, they were not on the 25 frequency at all, were they? They were on 217 or something. When radio originally started, the early pirate stations, Ken will answer this question for us.
Yeah, well, 217 and 214 and also 253 were among the, you know, wavelengths used years ago.
Yeah.
Because with the proliferation of both foreign stations and local stations, as I said, the problem of interference.
We still have a problem today. I mean, in between, on the... I'm in Raheny at the moment, you know?
Yeah.
And between City and 257, there's a slight gap, and Radio Moscow to be heard.
That's right. Okay, listen, Jim, I think we've got the point across safely. Thanks for your contribution.
Okay.
We've got a good understanding anyway, and the listeners have, of what exactly is going on there, and hopefully we can get it cleared up. Okay, Jim, thanks for
Thanks very much.
See you then.
Bye. Bye.
Get them down to the sea, falling away. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, live from the city of Dublin.